So how have some companies such as Unroll Me as an email decluttering site, you know, gotten into trouble over their disclosing their consumers' information?
Well, in this particular case, it is not very clear how it happened exactly. But the thing is, if this thing, when these businesses operate in long run, people start to see patterns. For example, I installed app yesterday, and from today onwards, I am receiving certain types of advertisements or some email notifications. And if you are curious enough and you go back to read the privacy policy of the application, and you will see that, okay, it might collect this information and it will be shared with different other third parties.
And so what type of information are these apps gathering?
Now these days mobile phones are quite powerful, so it can collect large number of sensitive data. For example, your location information, your activity data, are you doing enough exercises? Or what other applications you are using, or your browser history, email message content, and a lot of other stuff which really can be personal to you, and you will mind sharing this information with a third party.
Okay, and so how do these kind of, there are also this thing called third-party libraries that work to gather information. Can you explain to us what that is and kind of where that information that they're gathering is being stored?
Sure. So third-party libraries comes into picture when developers of these applications embed them to their code. They basically do it for like two reasons. One is just to reduce their coding effort. The second one is they want to provide some additional services like bug tracking, advertising, analytics to understand the customers. How and what exactly these libraries collect is not in the control of the developer. Rather, these libraries operate independently, provide the service to the developer, but collect a lot of data from the background, and those companies directly use that data.
Okay, so can you explain to our listeners why apps may have this alternative business model that's not being disclosed with the customer?
The thing is, developing an app or any kind of software already have operational cost. You need to, you know, pay licensing fees to the app stores. You need to write the code, which is time, and there is like cloud service hosting cost. So there is a cost associated with building the application, and somehow developers look into these alternative business models where you show the user that, you know, this is free, but you show them advertisements or you collect that data and give it to the third-party library to monetize it offline.
Okay, now how do we kind of protect ourselves against either oversharing our information or, you know, when using these apps? I mean, what are the kind of best techniques to avoid our information being covertly disclosed?
Miles, I wish I had a like very crisp answer for this, but right now it's like use your best judgment. You can ask questions like, you know, when you install application, do this application really need to read my phone number? Or else you can try with these dynamic permission settings. You can disable some permissions and see whether the application still works. Also, there are some sort of security and privacy advisory apps available in the market. You can try one of these applications, get a recommendation on before you install the application, for example.
Yes, you're listening to 2SER 107.3. My guest is Saranga Servaratne. Now, speaking about kind of bad cookies, where websites or apps use certain cookie software to actually collect data and information on their users. Now, this could easily be yourself or maybe someone you know has got an iPhone or any kind of smartphone that can gather such technology, which there are many of. Now, I suppose another question, Saranga, is what are the security implications for companies gathering all of our information? I mean, is there any way that we can kind of, are they held to any sort of account for holding all this information, especially now in an age where, you know, cyber attacks and hacks are becoming more regular and becoming more common practice?
True, that's a very valid question, Miles. The thing is, these companies need to store this data in a really secured environment, probably anticipating that even if some data breach happens, you make sure that the data is de-identifiable, and you can make sure the data is encrypted and like give like only the people who have proper credential to access this data. Because you can have much secure data centers, but it's from the last few years, it's clear that still data breaches can happen. So they need to be sure that the information they collect from the users are securely stored.